For the public reading of God's Word this morning, turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1. And those of you that have been following our public reading in the Gospel of Luke have noticed a change. We're going to leave the Gospel of Luke at the end of chapter 12, and now we're going to shift our attention to the Old Testament scriptures. And therefore, I have chosen to introduce us to the prophet whom I love, one of the prophets, Jeremiah. Jeremiah, Daniel, and Ezekiel were three prophets who were living all at the same time. These prophets witnessed the downfall of the city of Jerusalem by King Nebuchadnezzar. They witnessed the exile, and at least Daniel, to my knowledge, survived all the way through to the end of the 70 years of captivity there in Babylon, prayed so earnestly in light of the book of Jeremiah to probably witness the exiles under Zerubbabel and Joshua, Ezra chapter 1, if you will, returning back to the land. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 10 only this morning. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. And it came to pass also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched his mouth. And the Lord said unto him, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, to build and to plant. Please be seated, and may God choose to bless his word. Beloved, this is a gold mine just in the opening 10 verses. First off, when you look at everything that is said in the first three verses and all the kings that are listed there, when you map that out on a timeline, Jeremiah's ministry encompassed 40 years of ministry. When you take all these kings and you add them up, okay, and it tells you unto, there in that verse 3, it says unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captive in the 5th month, okay, and there you have to cross-reference 2 Kings chapter 25 verse 8 and Jeremiah 52 verses 12 in that 5th month. That's a 40-year span of time that Jeremiah had this burden to minister. Notice in verses 5, I sanctify thee and I ordain thee a prophet unto the nations, plural, not just to his people, but to the surrounding nations that have always had an impact on God's covenant people. So Jeremiah labored for 40 years. And then we're told in verses 4, 5, and 6, okay, his call. But notice this language. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, verse 4, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Now, beloved, today when it comes to the pro-life and the pro-death controversy and the battle that's waging, even now in the Supreme Court, and some monumental decision that's going to come forth this summer from that august body of 9 people, everyone's arguing, when does life begin? Well, notice in God's perspective, Jeremiah's life was in existence in the mind of God before Jeremiah was even conceived. Let alone the argument whether or not life begins at conception or whether or not life begins when the baby draws its first breath and it cries after coming into the world. Everyone thought, they used to call that a quickening or an awakening. That's when the baby was alive. Well, how in the world can a baby grow in the mother's womb for 9 months and be dead at the same time? But according to God's perspective, God says, before I formed thee in the belly, that's before conception, I knew thee, or better yet, I loved thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, so now God also sees life in the womb during those 9 months. While in the womb, God set him apart, I sanctify thee. And I ordain thee a prophet unto the nations. So I think Jeremiah, verse chapter 1, verse 5, is a strong argument in this pro-life, pro-death battle, my dear friends. And we understand that the unbeliever is not going to accept this argument because it comes from the Bible. And they claim the Bible is a book written by a bunch of old dusty men. Well, hang on to your hats. Because that issue is also addressed here. Okay? Now notice also quickly in verse 6, Jeremiah, like Moses, and like other prophets, like Jonah, offered excuses right off the bat. Oh Lord, please don't pick me. Pick someone else. And Jeremiah offers an excuse. I can't speak, for I'm a child. Well, was he talking about his immaturity or his inability to speak eloquently? I don't know, but there's his excuse. But then notice how God countermands man's excuse. God said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. Now notice this about those who claim the Bible is nothing but a book written by a bunch of old dusty men behind closed doors. Watch inspiration define. Ready? This pastor understands it this way. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. That's divine inspiration. Jeremiah was not going to deliver a message as he chose. He was going to give a message from heaven that God chose to put in his mind and in his mouth. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Now look at verse 9. You want a good definition of biblical inspiration. That 2 Timothy 3:16 verse. Then the Lord put forth his hand, touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, now get this, underline this, and you burn this into your mind. I have put my words in thy mouth. And as far as I'm concerned, from Genesis to the last period to the book of Revelation, that is all the words that came from the very lips of the Almighty. Okay? Case closed. Bible believers do not need to argue this. We do not need to debate it. We simply proclaim it. Divine inspiration is when God puts his word, when God exhales, breathes out his words into a man's mind. And that mind translates that into his arm, to his quill on parchment, and wrote the very words of the living God. I have put my words in thy mouth. Case closed. Now what was his ministry going to be? It was not going to be easy. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms. Notice, not just Israel, not just tiny Judah, but the nations that surrounded God's people that had a very negative impact in its history. Ready? To root out, to pull down, to destroy, to throw down, and then to build, and then to plant. So, beloved, sometimes in God's great work, in order to do the work of God, wherever we come to a certain place, there might be a need, metaphorically, to tear down everything that's now there. You got a church, for instance, that's teaching heresy. They've had a long line of no good pastors. And now they're without a shepherd. And you come down the highway. And they've asked you to be their preacher. They want you to be their pastor. And when you take an assessment of the congregation, you find out that they haven't been taught a lick of scripture for years, if not decades. You know what that pastor has to do with that congregation, if they're willing? Tear down all the junk that they've been hearing. Plow it down. Root it out. Right? And then begin to plant wholesome seed from the Word of God in the minds of that congregation. Well, beloved, that's just the beginning of the book of Jeremiah. That's just the beginning. So we see how long he was going to minister, some 4 decades. We see his excuse. We see his unique call in verses 4 and 5 and how it touches this pro-life and pro-death controversy. And then we see what biblical inspiration means. God putting his very words in the mouth of a set-apart individual to root out, to destroy, to pluck up, but to build and to plant. May God choose to bless his word.